aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce, the brisket burger, and big hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Welcome back, Michigan Tech students. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most new and used textbooks in the local area for sale. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save more money. The Campus Bookstore offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online. Bookstore.mtu.edu. Also like their Facebook page to see their weekly specials.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Just a few more minutes left to go, and we still got lots to talk about. Coach, that first weekend of the season, what's going to be going on with Michigan Tech hockey?
Well, we got a couple events coming up. So really we have a get-together on September 27th. That's a Sunday for the Lions and Packer fans. The Lions don't play till late Sunday night, and then the Packers play Monday night. So we're going to have a little get-together at the rink there. Just to meet and greet the team, and you know, there'll be tours of the locker room and whatnot. There'll be a few more announcements, but it'll be a neat event. And like I said, so it'll probably be 5 to 7 or 4 to 6, somewhere in there. I'm not sure the exact time.
So as people understand, this is a little different twist on the usual picnic down at the waterfront.
Yeah, this will be different. This is a new event. We're going to try something different this year. We're going to have it right up at the bag there and just off the patio. Yeah, and like I said, all our players will be there, and you can mingle around, get in the locker room, and see what goes on in there, and get a chance to see those new jerseys live maybe that night. So we'll probably have a couple special guests, obviously. So that's September 27th. Put that on your calendar. Probably be late afternoon, you know, somewhere from 4 to 7 in that area. So we're excited about that. I think it's a great way for people to get out and meet Coach Shuchuk, come on, see the new freshman, and see if Jake Lucchini will have his teeth in, his two front teeth that night. But see all the returning guys and get some autographs, take some pictures. It'll be a fun event. So that's the first one. And then obviously October 3rd is the Black Gold game. And that's always a fun time for me. I like that. We get an opportunity. It's the first time we can really see our guys in a scrimmage. We'll probably have 2 20-minute halves, something like that. And then we'll have skate with the Huskies after the game. So we'll have some posters for the kids, and people can come on out and take pictures again and skate. And so we've got two neat events there, you know, roughly within the same week before we kick off the season.
Well, you have the Black Gold game, and then you have the Laurentian weekend.
Yep.
It seems to me you're happy that you – not that obviously you want to win these games more than anything, but – great opportunities to get a feel for some of these guys that we haven't seen a whole lot of.
Well, it will be. And what you do when you're not just thrust into these league games like we were last year is you get a chance to work on your power play and penalty killing and systems a little bit more. So it's not as helter-skelter hockey, what I call it last year. You know, all of a sudden you haven't played games and you get thrown out there and you know you don't know what's going to happen. So this way at least we'll have some time to sort of ease into things a little bit before you start our conference games, which are going to be so important, because we want to get back to that tournament, Dirk, and every game is so important. You know, a game here or there can really affect the outcome later in the year in the pairwise. So we understand that, and I think going through the way we have the last 2 years has really made us understand how every play matters, every game matters, and it's going to be important for us to get off to a good start.
You know, we ended up, I think, with a 21% power play percentage.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but it's not bad. If you can get 25, I'd be real happy with that. And like we always talk about, the percentages can be misleading, because it's when you get the goals in key situations. If you get a power play when you really need one late in a game or can close out a game, that's when I don't care if I go 0-for-10 and all of a sudden I get that one and you end up 1-for-11, but it came at a key time.
What about
and I would mind if we went, you know, 0-for-10. So
what about the center position, Coach? How do you see that? It's such an important position when you're talking about special teams in any time of the day.
Well, you got to be deep through the middle. So obviously we have Neville and Stamen have played there. You know, Alex McCann might shift over there. We got you know, Evan Anderson has played center. Mason Blacklock, Jake Jackson can play center. Lucchini could play. You know, we've got a number
of guys.
Joe Lesperance is primary center his whole career. So we have a lot of guys. We're going to have to make some decisions on who to start there, see how they look, give them a little bit of time to play the center position, and then go from there. But we've got depth up front, so I'm not anticipating any issues there.
Well, it's a very exciting time of year right now. It's just too bad that, it's over a month away, and And these guys are, like you said, want to get on the ice. They want to start showing their talents to each other, probably, too. A lot of them have never watched each other skate.
Well, they do. I mean, this first week we'll do some testing, though. I mean, that's the plan. We've had that on the calendar for a long time. So your first week of school, you want them to get off to a good start, academically. Make sure they know where all their classes are, especially the new guys. Find the buildings, find the classroom, get all their books, but just to get off to a good start. And then we'll do some testing. We test them at least four times a year. So we tested them. Last time we tested them was in June when they left to go home for the summer. So we've got benchmarks, where they should be at and a lot of different tests. So to make sure that, if anything, they at least maintain, if not improved, on their strengths. So we'll do that the first week, and then this first week, and then slowly but surely, they'll start going on the ice. They'll have what's called captain's practices, where they can go out and do some drills on their own and scrimmage and whatnot. I call it a little bit bad habit hockey because there's no coaches out there, so they start floating around. So I'm not a big fan of that. And then obviously September 15th, we do get on the ice as coaches. That's when we get 2 hours per week. But doesn't seem like a lot, but because we don't have any league games until October 16th, it'll give us a good time to work on some things we need to work on and just get on the ice and make sure that we're in good shape and get that equipment broken in. But we'll be able to do a lot of things, but it's exciting, see all the students back. It's going to be a great week, with everybody here, go from not many people to all of a sudden 7,000 students in town. So
early Northern, we get Northern very early this year, 23rd and 24th at Northern and at home. And I know a lot of people that'll be our first home league game.
Which will be great. We had some intense games with them last year, especially that last one was pretty rough, So I think we bring out the both in each other. There's no love lost. We all know that between Northern and Michigan Tech. So it was the same way when I was here, and that was – boy, how many years ago now? 35 years ago almost. So, those will be big games. And obviously those are going to be on TV6 again. And I heard that was the second highest ranked or watched show last year, the Tech Northern hockey game. The only other one was the Super Bowl, their live programming. So that's exciting. So we're anxious. We got a great schedule. We got Minnesota State up here. We got Bowling Green up here. Obviously we got the GLI. We go to Michigan State this year. So it's a great schedule. And I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about the team. We've all had a great summer, but now it's time to get down to business and get ready to go.
And season tickets are on sale at the ticket office, 487-2073. Individual game tickets are on sale. So if you have family that are coming up for certain games, make sure you get those tickets as soon as you can.
Well, I would, Dirk. And that's been one of the most pleasant surprises is the season tickets were great this year. So this summer they went fast, and so you're going to have limited choices for a lot of the games. So I would tell you, if there's certain games you're going to come to or want to see, I would get out and get your tickets now, because as you get closer to game time, they're going to evaporate. And we got a real good team. We got a lot of real good players that are fun to watch, and we got some good teams coming in. So I think it bodes for another great year of Michigan Tech hockey.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks again for your time. Enjoy the next couple of weeks here as we get set for the season. And I can't wait to be hanging around the rink and getting ready for game number one.
Oh, yeah. It's here, Dirk. And like I said, I'm looking for it. We got a busy month doing a lot of recruiting and getting our team ready to go. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So have a great week. And I just want to, again, tell the fans that we're excited. I'm excited. I can't wait to start.
All right, that's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and we'll do it again real soon here on the Voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.